from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian opposition groups agree on a framework for possible talks. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh on Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for negotiating team. In related news, diplomats from the U.S., Russia, and the United Nations plan to meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. In spite of differences with the U.S. over the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia has been constructive in the multinational effort to find a political settlement for Syria. Secretary Kerry commented on the sidelines of the climate change summit in Paris. The secretary announced plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks on Syria, as well as the unrest in Ukraine. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah. He's the Islamic State's financial minister and another leader who acted as an executive officer.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. The UN-backed Tribunal for Rwanda has charged him with two counts of genocide and three counts of crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. With a Friday deadline approaching, delegates from 196 countries meeting near Paris are in a race to reach a wide-ranging climate agreement. A Wednesday draft of the agreement release showed differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer nations. Climate change means more than just rising temperatures. With more on what it's all about, Carol Pearson files this report.
Climate change is not just a change in the global temperature. It's also a change in the weather. Scientists say we can expect more extreme weather events. George Luber focuses on climate change at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Climate change has a broad impact on health, both through the direct effect that climate change has on extreme weather, but also indirectly in the way that it alters disease ecology or ecosystems that are important in maintaining a healthy environment.
Luber says part of his work involves helping communities prepare for the change so people can take steps to stay healthy. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Divers are exploring a lake in San Bernardino, California, where the husband and wife who killed 14 people last week were reported to have been seen on the day of the shootings. Assistant FBI Chief for Los Angeles David Bowditch would not discuss what specific evidence the divers may be looking for, but one media report says there may have been a computer hard drive in the lake. Two top Turkish officials traveled to Baghdad Thursday in a bid to defuse a diplomatic standoff with the Iraqi government over the deployment of Turkish troops in northern Iraq. Dorian Jones reports for VOA.
Turkey's top diplomat Feridun Sinanlioğlu and the head of Turkish intelligence Hakan Fidan were dispatched to Baghdad as bilateral tensions continue to rise. The Iraqi government is demanding the immediate withdrawal of Turkish forces deployed last week, but Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu reaffirmed on Thursday that there'll be no withdrawal, saying the troops are needed to protect Turkish soldiers training Iraqis to fight the Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
On the same day that the United Nations met to discuss North Korea's systematic human rights violations this week, Kim Jong-un boasted that his country has developed a hydrogen bomb. Longtime North Korea watchers say the timing of Kim's comments was no coincidence. Professor Kim Yong-hyun, a North Korea analyst at Daeguk University in Seoul, says that he doesn't think the claim will have a huge impact. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.